Unfortunately, contractor, Mr. Richard Pratt, is not here with us today. But one of his hard-working work supervisor for the construction of the building is here with us today. We'd like to have him stand, Mr. Joe Padilla. It's a pleasure to have one of our friends and advisors to introduce the advisory committee for Quaker Eats. Some of these people were greatly responsible for today's program. I would like to call on Dr. Maxwell Hahn. Dr. Hahn.
Thank you, Mr. Lopez. Governor Cargo, Governor Real, Governors of the All Indian Pueblo Council, and distinguished guests. I'm only here because the man who should be up here, Dr. Herbert Dick, is that rare specimen, a shrinking violet. Back in the early 60s, Mrs. Hahn and I joined the group that was excavating the ruins up on the hill, became acquainted with Dr. Dick, and it is to Dr. Dick that and his excavations that he carried on with the aid of the Fort Berghman Research Center, which sponsored a National Science Foundation grant, and then a grant from the same source through the Adams State College at Alamosa, Colorado. And then topping it all, the grant that came from the Economic Development Administration, plus the hard work of the Pickeries people, their contribution of funds, of land, and of effort, made this fine building possible. I wish that we could get Dr. Dick to come forward. I don't think it's enough for him to raise his hand, because he, as much as any person here, is responsible for the building of this museum. And I might tell you that he came here 5 or 6 weeks ago and built the exhibit cases that are in there, and then labored with others on installing the exhibits that you see there. Where is Dr. Dick? Where is he hiding?
There he is.
Hey, come on up here. Not a dirty trick at all. Yeah, that's his lunch in there.
It certainly came unexpectedly because I was having a lot of fun photographing. But I can't tell you what a wonderful dream this is from the past for the future. And I owe the Pickeries people a debt of thanks for letting me work here and help with this, to give one such wonderful satisfaction in doing these things. And so it's to them that I owe everything.
The basic motive of the Pickeries Advisory Committee has been that the Pickeries should have the kind of a museum they want, and that we don't feel, as I fear some Indians feel when the white man tries to help us, that the white man is saying, "Get lost, Indian. We want you to preserve what you have here. We want to know the fine things that Picarese has meant through the ages. Now, the other members of the Picarese Advisory Committee are Mr. and Mrs. Donald Traub. Mr. Traub is tending the store, the wooden Indian over here on the main road, while Mrs. Traub is here. I saw Mrs. Traub in the group a minute ago. Where is she? Or is she in selling pottery? She's been watching the pottery. Mrs. Traub there. And then another member of the committee who was very useful but who couldn't be here today is Mrs. Sue Ware Barbeau of La Mesilla. She's a member of the New Mexico State Arts Commission. Still another member who's been extremely useful is Mrs. Marjorie Lambert. For 32 years she was with the State Museum in the State of New Mexico. She's over here in the long stretch. Mr. Perry Monahan, a house manager of the Kit Carson Electric Cooperative, is here. I wish he was here. There he is back there. Mr. Alfred Schroeder of Santa Fe, a staff member of the National Park Service and author of an authoritative history of Picarese Pueblo. Right there, back there. Ex officio member is Jim C. Dixon of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the liaison with the Picarese Pueblo. Right over here. Thank you very much. Thank you, Dr. Hahn. Like I mentioned before, there are many governors and official delegates from other pueblos. We are glad that they are here. Only wish that I could call upon each and every one of you to come up here and say a few words, but our time is limited as any other places. At this time, I would like to call on Mr. John Reyna. Is Mr. John Reyna still here? We have with us today one of the hardworking gentlemen among the Indian people under the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Area Director, United Public Agency, who will introduce our main speaker for today. I would like to call on Mr. Walter O. Olson. Mr. Olson.
Building us, all very deserving work so fast.
There is one other group that has not been mentioned, and I make special, because for all of the Rebels' activities and the force that we really held together, more, I think, than any other group I know in this state, are the Pickering women. And I would like if everyone would now give them a hand. That we have seen today, I think, did very well, and they really have to work hard to do.